Mr. Readweather will be with you shortly. 7 words I never thought I'd hear. And yet, here I am, wrecking all kinds of statistics in my dash to break the mold and achieve every MBA grad's wet dream. Yep, on paper, I belong in prison. In practice, I'm a soon-to-be Yorkshire University alum who just landed an internship at Readweather Media, a marketing subsidiary of the legendary Sandecki business empire. Paid internship, I might add. Suck that, Mr. Gary of the Bellevue Group Home for Boys. My leg seems less confident as it vibrates against the waiting room chair. And by chair, I don't mean the uncomfortable doctor's office variety that look like they were upholstered with scraps from your Graham's tub of weird basement crap. These are legit leather beasts, like the kind mob bosses use when they're ordering hits and stuff. I lift 2 fingers and point them at the wall. Pretty sure it's what powerful people do to get things done. Lefty Two Eyes. Dead. Bourbon on the rocks. Ordered. Shit gets done. My roommate Nate and I were just discussing this last night. He came up through the foster system too, but with 3 more years of experience, he's also more educated in the intangibles. You know, the real skills you need that they don't teach in business school. Golf. Scotch tasting. Cigar smoking. Oh, and that handshake where you squeeze with just the right amount of too hard pressure? While narrowing your eyes in ominous, I'm too important to fuck with-ness.
Everything okay?
The executive assistant calls over from his desk. Crap. I'm still 2 fingers saluting the wall, and probably squinting super ominously. Fine. I force my eyes unsquinted and drop my hand back to the soft leather armrest. Yep, these chairs also have armrests. The dumpster rescue chair in my living room doesn't even have armrests. The assistant's phone buzzes, and he answers without averting his wary stare from my direction. Clearly, no one taught him about the handshake, or he wouldn't be so concerned.
Mr. Readweather is ready for you, he says,
nodding toward a pair of imposing walnut doors. I resist the urge to lift 2 fingers as I pass. Pretty sure he doesn't know about that, either. With a deep breath, I push through to the promised land and freeze. Seriously, this office, nay, suite, is the standard backdrop for every business magazine feature photo from 1992 to 1995. Mahogany bookcases, mahogany desk, even a mahogany sideboard with one of those obscene hutch things towering on top. Why have a hutch? Because you have so much money that buying a giant useless cabinet isn't enough. It needs a roof. Damn, how many trees had to die to furnish this place? There's even a matching table that could host at least 20 people. What would a 20-person meeting that couldn't take place in a conference room even be about? You're looking at genuine West Indian mahogany, son. A deep voice interrupts my revelry, and I tear my gaze away to land on the Emperor himself, Readweather III. The man, the myth, the reason I was up until 2 a.m. practicing that stupid handshake. Game time! It's very impressive, sir. I'm a pro at using sir. Plenty of years of addressing authority figures who love that word. It melts on the tongue, like butter. Way smoother than my attempt at the handshake, it turns out. Shit. But Mr. Readweather's grip? Pure art. I shudder in the wake of the ominous eye squint, discreetly flexing my hand to ease the cramp as I take the seat he offers. Another leather chair, with armrests, of course. After returning to his throne behind the desk, my new boss steeples his fingers in perfectly executed, thoughtful appraisal. Damn, he's good. No wonder he's a gazillionaire. I'm not sure what to do with my own hands, though, and settle on clasping them loosely in my lap once the blood flow returns to my fingers. Several seconds pass, and I'm sure this is another calculated business thing I should know.